Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most of us probably know what it means to suffer a broken heart. Sometimes a broken heart is the result of unrealistic expectations. As a young man sets his heart on a young lady who never returns the affection. Sometimes a heart is broken by losing a loved one in death. A heart may be broken as a result of broken promises. God's people had broken the covenant God made with them, and thank God that even in his own pain, he continues to still love us so very much. His love can repair our broken hearts, even enable for us to love again. As he declares to us today through Jeremiah the prophet, he pours his own love into our hearts. By the promises of his word, the love of God is written upon our hearts. In our text in Jeremiah, Jeremiah proclaims to God's people, "The days are coming when God will make a new covenant with his people." So why a new covenant? What was wrong with the old covenant? The Lord had established the covenant with his people and has always been faithful to them. But yet, the people refused to acknowledge God with faithfulness to him. God had brought them out of slavery, out of the land of Egypt. He had freed them from the hand of Pharaoh in the wilderness and then in the promised land that he gave them. God had been a faithful husband to his people, providing for them freedom, manna, quail, and water, and protection from their enemies. They had broken the covenant. They had been unfaithful in keeping the law by empty sacrifices, by worshiping other gods, by cruel and evil dealings with each other. Their breaking of the covenant broke the very heart of God, who loved them so dearly and poured his whole self into caring for them. And for these sins, God's people now found themselves suffering. The Lord had cast them into exile and captivity in Babylon. It broke God's heart. It broke his heart to do this too. He aches when we suffer broken hearts. We also break his heart when we break his covenant, perhaps even when we break each other's hearts by our sins. Still, God promises to remake his covenant with his people and to be their God by having his law written upon the hearts forever. Jeremiah's prophecy and gracious promise of God was that the exile apart from the land would end. God would ultimately return his people to the promised land and bring them new and complete blessings. The new covenant, the promise, will come after those days, after the days of suffering, after 70 years, after the time of exile in Babylon, the new covenant will take hold, and a transition for God's people will occur. They will be allowed to return to the promised land, to resume life and begin again to live as faithful people of God. The normal life would be restored, a life of worship, sacrifice, service, and prayer. The new covenant includes a new relationship with God, in which the law of God, the willingness to live as God's people, will be instilled in their hearts, in our hearts. This reality comes not immediately, but finally in the incarnation of God's Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And by Jesus' presence in the flesh at the Nativity, he enters our world. And by the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, he lives in the hearts of his people, the church. The fulfillment of God's new covenant is completed only in the eternal kingdom of God's glory, that is, in heaven. Christians today may see this time of Lenten reflection on sin and repentance as the captivity of sin, which will ultimately give way to the passion of reflection of Jesus' victory, his victory over sin, death, and the forces of evil in the world. The heart upon which God's law is written is a heart filled with God's love, and again, able to love. The law written upon our hearts as Christians is the good news and the saving message that Jesus has become our victorious Lord and has broken the chains of death, sin, and the power of the devil, so that we may live in a new relationship with God, our Heavenly Father. Having been so loved by God after our hearts have been broken, and after we have broken other hearts, we do love again. The new covenant through Jesus Christ and his cross, his forgiveness and his love motivates us, motivates the Christian to live in faith and in trust, acting according to the law written upon our hearts and displayed in daily living. God has made a new covenant promise with his people through Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord. The promise is one of forgiveness and love. Through the atoning sacrifice made upon the cross, our broken hearts have been remade and restored to a right relationship with God. We live now, and we will live forever with the message of his love written on our hearts. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.